And someone said, "What are you wearing?" And I said, "A unicorn shirt." And they said, "Why? You're a boy. Why?" And I said, "Because I like unicorns." And it looks, and to me, it looked like he was saying, "You're a boy. You can't wear unicorn shirts." But to me, it felt like that was okay for anyone to wear anything they wanted.
But it took us a while because we didn't know anything about gender diversity or gender identity or gender expression or even what those words meant. It took us a while to kind of get it. But after it had been like almost a year when Willow was growing out their hair and like saying, well, we took them shopping and they showed us what they wanted to buy and it was all pink and sparkly things. And we were like, okay, is this a boy who likes pink and sparkly things? Is this like a non-binary person? Is this a trans girl? Who is our child? And we just didn't really know, but we had to kind of take our lead from Willow for a long time.
There's so many options you can choose from, or you can just be just yourself, and that is just you. And your pronouns could even be your name, just you. Or you can do something on the giant exploding rainbow of options, or you can just make your own color up.